Welcome to the Forever 31 podcast. I'm your host, Lady B, and I am so excited about today's episode. First off, why should you listen to me? I am a lifestyle coach, I am a nurse, I'm a mother, and I base everything that I share on life principles. I also pull in some of that clinical knowledge, and I'm really focused on my faith. So my faith is my foundation, and I share those principles with you all. So I am excited. I can't stop saying that. I'm so excited about today's episode, because after this episode, you are going to walk away feeling empowered, inspired, renewed, energized, all of the above. Today's episode is called Undefeated. Undefeated. You ready? Let's do it. So, like I said, today's episode is talking about being undefeated, and I'm so excited about it. What I want to do is start off with giving you some background about, first of all, why are we talking about being undefeated? I think it's an important concept today, especially with our generations. I feel like from my group, which would be Generation X, all the way through, you know, the ones behind us, the millennials and Gen Z, like a lot of times we get discouraged so easily. Life happens, and these are just normal life situations. I'm not even talking about crisis, right? But these are normal life situations, and there's severe burnout. There are, you know, depressive modes, and I'm not coming against anyone who's in that space, but I think there's opportunities for us overall to really sit back and evaluate, what are we letting take over our lives, right? What are we letting take over our emotions and our thoughts and our energy? And so that's why I want to use today's episode to encourage you. So let's start it off. First of all, you can't know where we're going if you don't know where we're starting, right? And so let's start off with talking about defeat. What is defeat? What is defeat defined as? A lot, we know that already, but I want to give you the dictionary version. And so defeat is defined as having been beaten in a battle or contest, right? But the one that sticks out the most to me is being demoralized and overcome by adversity. Being demoralized or overcome by adversity. That in and of itself is a depressing definition of being defeated. I've never thought of it in that manner, and I never considered it to be that, right? To be demoralized. What do you feel like? What do you see? When I think of someone that's demoralized, if I imagine that, I see shoulders hung low, head down low. Your posture is just not good. Your temperament is off. Your mood is low, and you just don't have anything to give. Because you've lost yourself, you've lost all your moral values, you've lost your sense of self-worth, you've lost your ideation of who you are when you're demoralized, right? And some of us have been there. I've actually even been in that space. And that's why I can understand it and can relate to it so much. And then the latter portion of that definition is to be overcome by adversity. Overcome by adversity, meaning you just simply lost. You to be overcome by something, when I think of that in my mind, I see a wave, a large wave, tsunami that just takes over a being, an individual, just overwhelms that person, right? And so to be overcome with adversity, overcome for that challenge, that problem, that situation, that issue. And again, it could be something small all the way to a major life crisis. But these are the terms for this definition for defeat. And so what I want to do today is help you get out of that space. Because what happens is sometimes we find ourselves overcome by adversity or being demoralized because of past mistakes. What does that look like for you? Maybe you did something that you regret and is still weighing heavy on you, and you won't forgive yourself. Think about it. You won't forgive yourself. Forget about getting forgiveness from everybody else. Let's just put that on pause. Let's talk about you as a person, as a whole. You can't fully heal. You can't fully move on until you forgive yourself. And you deserve to forgive yourself. You don't have to stay there and wallow in the mistake. You'll never get anywhere in life. You'll never get anywhere in life, because guess what? We all make them. So if all of us took that approach, if we never moved on, imagine us. We'd all be stuck. In a gray world, nobody would be moving forward. And that's not how we were designed to live. In my thought process, that's not even living. I don't even want to be in that space. Right? So forgive yourself. That's number one. You made a mistake. You messed up. Guess what? It's okay. Identify it. Own it. That's the first step. Own what you did. Own what happened. And then assess it. How can I prevent this from happening again? What do I need to do? Right? Because you can't just be like, that's on me, my bad, and then just move on and think you're not going to make the same mistake again, right? You got to assess it. You got to evaluate it. So look at the situation. Look at the issue. Look at the mishap. What did I do? I own it. I messed up. All right, boom. Now, next step. How do I fix this? Identify it, whether it's a big solution that you, or a small solution that you can do on your own, or maybe you need help. If you need help, it's okay. Ask, pull in the folks that can help you. Pull in your counterparts. Pull in your resources. Tap into that. That's why people are here. Find you an accountability partner. Find you a mentor or somebody that you can trust, an advocate, a sponsor, whatever that looks like for you. But if it's a situation where you need assistance to move on past this, get it. Don't feel like you got to wear that on your own. Find the solution and then move on. Implement. Do it. That's it. That's it. It's just that simple. Just go ahead and do it. Is it fear may be in the way? You may think you can't do it, or you're incapable, if you don't have the skill sets, or you don't have the smarts or the wit. Scrap that. Just do it, because my faith teaches me that I can do anything. Right? I can do anything. And so with that strength that's empowered on the inside of me, and oftentimes you just need to dig deep and pull on that. You're not completely empty. Pull on that inner strength that you have. And if you feel like you're tapped out, find somebody else that can pour into you and give you what you're looking for. Okay. So first up, all of those mini steps was to tell you to forgive yourself, right? And then if others are involved, go ahead, reach out, ask for forgiveness. You made a mistake. And it doesn't have to be, again, we're talking about past mistakes that can hold you back and cause you to feel defeated, and that are inhibiting you from moving forward, right? If there are no folks involved, take the first step. If there are people involved in this mistake, you need to institute the latter. Go ahead on and ask. It's up to them whether or not they forgive you, but at least you did what you were supposed to do, right? If they don't forgive you, you're good. Move on. I am not going to beg and plead anybody to forgive me if I'm coming to you sincere with a sincere request of forgiveness, right? Like that's just too much. At this point, you're not really looking for an apology from me. You just want me to wallow in what happened. And so that's not healthy. That's not effective, right? Like pure, sincere, heartfelt forgiveness is, look, You know, you may have hurt me, and this could be very a painful thing, right? But we are capable of moving past this. And if the individual feels like we can't move forward after this, it's okay. It may hurt. It may sting. I'm not even going to sit here in front. You may need a while to heal from that. Take that time that you need, okay? So don't let past mistakes or failures. Now we're moving on to failures. Sometimes we ain't gonna hit the mark all the time. We set goals, or at least we should be setting goals, right? We set goals to try and move towards endeavors or opportunities or just life, right? And we want to hit these goals, and we want to hit these accomplishments and achievements, and we won't always do that. Don't stay there. You cannot. You cannot allow yourself to stay there. You have to get up. You have to get up. A failure is an opportunity. If you don't look at it in that way, you will not grow. If you don't look at failure as an opportunity, you will not be able to grow. How can you say it's an opportunity? Because when I fail, it really sucks. When I fail, I feel demoralized. When I fail, I feel like I'm overcome with adversity. I feel defeated. Well, you're human, right? That's okay. That may be the initial reaction, the initial response, right? But after, it's the after that matters. Do you hear what I'm saying? It is the after that matters. So after you failed, after you fell down, or however you want to put it, what did you do? Did you wallow? Did you stay there? Or are you going to get up? Get up, sis. Get up, bruh. Get up. Realize what you did and take some of them steps from the first point that I made, from having the failures and the past mistakes, right? For forgiveness, pull on some of that. Understand how it happened. Don't beat yourself up. We are our worst critics. If you're like me, I am such a perfectionist. I'm such a perfectionist. Folks in my circle know this, and y'all might probably find this out about me as we grow together, as we take this journey together. When I do things, I need it to be done the right way. Excellence from beginning to end. If it's not, and if it doesn't hit that metric, I am off. I'm just off. I'm off balance. I have a hard time focusing. I'm in a bad space, like mentally. I just don't do well sometimes in that space. And it used to get to the place where it would ruin my mood for the whole day. I'm very organized, so I like to plan things out. Sometimes down to the minute, right, of how things will work. And I have to be, right, to be an effective mom, to be an effective wife, even on my job. I have to do that, right? But I had to learn how that was hindering me. It wasn't always a good thing to let that change my mood for the entire day. And sometimes it'll be something so simple. We didn't leave at the time that I planned that we were supposed to leave. I'm mad for the whole day. I got an attitude. Or, you know, something didn't transpire in the way that I had recommended that it should, or that I gave guidance that it should, or I suggested that it should. I used to have an attitude. And so I had to learn how to become healthy with that. And I got some feedback. I did, from those that were close to me, specifically my husband and others, to be able to say, hey, look, it's not going to always be the way you laid it out, and it's okay if it's not. And so I had to think. And so I'm sharing this with you so you can understand you're not in this alone. So what did I do about it? I thought, okay, this doesn't mean I change who I am, right? Because this is who Lady B is. I don't have to change who I am. But how do I leave space to be amenable or to allow change to happen if it doesn't go the exact way that I planned it? Mm-hmm. So that I don't no longer consider it. So I no longer consider it to be a failure. It's just an opportunity. That's it. And so I've changed my level of thinking. I still plan. I still do those things. I still organize. I still do things step by step. But if it doesn't go the exact way that I wanted it to, it's not taking my whole day. It's not affecting my mood with my family, my friends, my loved ones. It's no longer doing that. So you have to do that same assessment. Do a similar assessment for whatever your situation is, right? How do you not stay in that failure mode? All right, so what are you saying about this? How is failure an opportunity? Challenge accepted. Challenge accepted. Let's get it. This is where your confidence comes in. Let's get it. All right, boom. Made a mistake, had a failure, had a bump, didn't work out. All right, what do I need to do? You've identified what you need to do. All right, challenge accepted. That's the way you got to look at it. And be so excited about that opportunity, that moment to take on that challenge, because you're investing in you. You're taking the time to be a better version of yourself. First of all, that helps you. Number one, it adds value to your life. It benefits you. Number two, it adds value and it benefits the folks that's around you, whether that's your family, your coworkers, your loved ones. It just helps everyone all around. I can't find the negative in that. Tell me what the negative is in that, because I can't find it. Now that you've accepted the challenge, guess what? Show and prove. Show and prove. Who am I showing and proving to? Again, yourself, right? You got to do it for yourself first. And then other folk around you. And you ain't got to talk about it. That's the best thing to me. Oh, I love that. That is the best thing to me. If you already labeled me and you already think you know where I'm going, I love the opportunity to show you otherwise. Okay, that's fine. That's what you think? I got you. Take it, y'all. Take it as an opportunity to show and prove. It's nothing that feels better than doing that. And go ahead at the end of the day, and I share this with loved ones in my close circle, let that table sit in the presence. Just go ahead on, let that table prepare itself. And they can come and dine with you when the time is right. All right, so I got an analogy for you. I'm a sports fan, right? And so I love UFC. Shout out to my MMA folk out there. And I love football. I am a Washington football team fan. So shout out to WFT, which is so corny to say, but we're going to get it together. But I was thinking, even in sports, right? We have times where our players get injured, right? And when I say our, I'm saying consider whoever your favorite sports team, you know, player is. These folks get injured, right? It's sometimes inevitable depending upon the sport, especially in UFC. But even in these sports, if there's a ring involved for a championship, specifically football or basketball, guess what? If you're on IR or the injured reserve list, you still get a ring. Yeah, you still get a ring. You still get a opportunity to celebrate. It doesn't even matter if you went out in week one, week two, 17 weeks in football. It doesn't matter. You are still a part of that. Even though the rest of your teammates were the one that hustled and did all the work the whole season. Don't matter. Guess what, sis? Guess what, bro? You a champion. You a champion. You still a champion. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Let's line this up. So it doesn't matter in this moment. It's just all that is a moment. That's all it is. It's a simple moment. A moment in time. It doesn't define you. It doesn't have to write your story. It is a moment. And at the end of the day, you're still a champion. You're still a winner. I don't care how corny it sounds, that's what you are. And unless you accept that, unless you take on that clothing and wear that proudly, hold your head up, put your back out and your chest out, and you own that, until you do it, you ain't gonna never realize it. You gotta put that on. Go and put your cloak on. Go ahead, wear your championship ring. You got this. It's just a moment. It's just a moment. So let me tell you this. We talked about undefeat. Let's come off that. We talked about defeat. Let's come off that and go on to being undefeated. What does undefeated look like? So undefeated means just what it sounds like, to be not defeated, but especially in a battle or a contest. Especially in a battle or contest. Meaning, I never lose. Come on, y'all. I never lose. Let's get this work. I never lose. So that means come what may, no matter what brings, right? I'm going to get out of it. It may hurt. It may sting. It's not going to feel good. But at the end of the day, if I remind myself of who I am, that's a problem. Let me pause. That's a problem. You've forgotten who you are. You have forgotten who you are. Consider that. Stand up, sis. Stand up, bruh. Who are you? That's what I need you to do. Who are you? What are you good at? What are your skill sets? What do you love to do? What can nobody touch you on? Because it's something. It's something. Everybody got something. What is it that can't nobody do better than you? Right? Own that. Own that. It's nothing wrong with it. It's identifying your worth. It's identifying your value. Because guess what, sis? Guess what, bro? You are valuable in every sense of the word. You add worth. I don't care what nobody says. You are worthy. Wear your crown, king. Wear your crown, queen. Walk this walk and be who you are. You are more than capable of doing anything on this planet that you want to do. You are not defeated. It's a moment. Pick your stuff up. Pick it up. It's okay. Pick it up and let's get it. Let's get this work. You can do this. You can do this. So what I want you to do, I want you to think about two things. One, what does defeat look like to you in your situation, in your life? What does defeat, or what has defeat looked like for you? Okay. Then I want you to describe what does undefeated look like, but also feel like, right? I want you to understand what being undefeated feel like. And maybe you say, Lady B, I don't know what that feels like. I never had that sense of worth. I've been challenged with this my whole life. I want you to learn how to put that weight aside and come on and embrace the beauty of who you are. And when I say beauty, it's not just physical. I mean inward as well, right? I grew up bullied, and I'm sure we'll have the opportunity to talk about that journey as we grow together with my listeners. I want you to, we'll share that when the time comes. But I've been in that place, so it took me years to understand my self-worth. And now that I'm here, I'm never going back. I'm unapologetically undefeated. Unapologetically undefeated. That's who I am. That's what I am. And I will not, like I said, apologize for it. Get to that place. Get to that place. Once again, I am so excited about this episode. I thank you all for listening. I hope it did something for you. I want you to hit me up, Lady B at Forever. -31.com. Thank you so much. Be sure to rate, comment, subscribe. It helps me out and it helps our listener base. If there's something that you want to hear, you need advice, you could be anonymous, hit me up. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can always send me an email. Until next time, don't forget to live life with passion and compassion.
You've been listening to the Forever 31 podcast with Lady B. Hit her up at LadyB at forever-31.com. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram at _forever31, all one word. That's _forever, T-H-I-R-T-Y-O-N-E. Don't forget to rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, live life with passion and compassion.